Welcome back, everybody. Toman Yomi today up to Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis 14b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of a discussion about the using boards as schach, and there's a whole machlokas between Rav and Shmuel whether you're allowed to have boards that are more than four tefachim high or wide or not. So one shita was that the machlokas is when you have them above four, but under four is going to be totally fine. But then Shmuel said, no, the machlokas is when it's even under four, and over four, everyone agrees it's going to be puzzle. So we were having proofs in this discussion. So Tashma comes to Gemara and says, let's bring another proof. Shnei Shadidim Mitzdarfim. So two sheets combine to invalidate the entire sukkah. Shnei Nisar Main Mitzdarfim. But two boards, however, do not combine to invalidate an entire sukkah. Rabbi Meir, though, disagrees. And he says, Af Nisarim Kizidinim. Now, even boards are like sheets, and just like sheets combine to invalidate the sukkah, even if there's a little space in between, so too the same thing's going to apply with boards. Now we're going to analyze this and use this as a proof. So Bishlam Shmuel Damar B'Shein Ba'arba Machlokas. So this makes sense according to the sheet of Shmuel, who's the one who said that even under four tefachim is going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether these are going to be okay. Aval Yesh Bahen Arba Divrei Kol Psua, but when the boards are four tefachim wide, everyone agrees they're going to be puzzle because my mitzdarfin. What then does Rabbi Meir mean when we say that they're going to combine to invalidate the sukkah? Mitzdarfin la'arba. It means that they're going to combine to be four tefachim, which disqualifies the entire sukkah. But according to Rav, who says that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is even when we're talking about boards that have a width of four tefachim, but everyone agrees when they're less than four, then everything's going to be good. So what is the case that Rabbi Meir, who's the Meika one, says that the boards combine to invalidate the sukkah? Even if they do have four tefachim, why do they need to combine? We've already reached that platform of four tefachim, and it's going to be totally fine. And if they do not have a width of four tefachim, amai, why would they be possible? These are just like sticks, which of course they're allowed to be used for schach. So what's the case where Rabbi Meir would say that it's going to be a problem of mitzdarfin, of combining together, according to the Shita of Rav? So answers the Gemara, no, liolam de'ispuhu arba. Really, we're talking about a situation where the boards are four tefachim. Why do I mitzdarfin, and what does it mean when we say they're going to be mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la'arba amos menatzad. Now, we're talking about a situation where they're going to combine to a different type of thing, that if you have enough boards that are four tefachim big, they can combine to be four amos from the side of the sukkah, which would then ruin dofen akuma, which would then ruin the whole validity of the sukkah and ruin the entire thing. So it's really talking about me being mitzdari for something else. Now, a different rebuttal of this proof comes to Gemara and says, Lishna Achrina, another version of this proof, and again, the rebuttal that will come, Bishlam Lishmul Damar B'Shein Bayan Arba Amoch Machloka. So I can understand, according to Shmuel, says that the machlokas is when it's under four tefachim of Yesh Ben Arba Devarei Kol Psul. But everyone agrees that when the boards are four tefachim or bigger, then everyone's going to say they're a pasul. My mitzdarfin. So what does it mean, mitzdarfin? La'arba amos menatzad. So when we're saying mitzdarfin, it would mean that we're worried about it combining for four amos from the side of the sukkah. L'Rav, but according to Rav, who said that the machlokas is when it's above four tefachim, but below four tefachim, everyone agrees. Bishlam, or Rabbi Meir, my mitzdarfin. So I understand, according to Rabbi Meir, what are we worried about, mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la'arba amos menatzad. Like we said before, we're worried that it's going to combine to be four amos total from the side of the sukkah and ruin the walls and stuff. Rabbi Yehuda Damar Afilu B'Sheyesh Behen Arba Kshir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that even boards that have a width, the four tefachim, are going to be good, my ein mitzdarfin. So what does he mean by ein mitzdarfin? Kanim be'alma nenu. They're just kanim be'alma. This is totally fine. If you're telling me that four tefach boards are okay, what's the difference if you have a bunch of four tefach boards? What are we afraid of you combining? There's no issue because they're all going to be kosher. So rather, I did the kamar Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin. Rather, answers the Gemara that once we're saying the word mitzdarfin for Rabbi Meir, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda ein mitzdarfin. We just use the same language, even though it doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. Once we're just keeping machlokas, we like to keep things consistent in terms of the word usage. So that's all that is. So don't put too much stock into that. Good. Now the Gemara comes and brings two brisos, one that follows the view of Rav and one that supports Shmuel. So Tanya Kava said to Rav. So there's one brisa that supports Rav, again, who said that under four is going to for sure be kosher and the whole machlokas is above four. And Tanya Kava said to Shmuel. And there is a brisa that supports Shmuel. And again, Shmuel is the one who said that under four is the machlokas, and everyone agrees over four is going to be puzzles. Tukani kavasei de Rav. Their first brisa goes like Rav sicha ben nisarim shel eres she'ein b'hen arba. That if someone covered a sukkah with boards of cedar that don't have a width of four tefachim divrei kol ksher, everyone says kasher yesh b'hen arba. But if they do have arba, Rabbi Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda machsher. So it seems explicitly to be like Rav. Again, under four is for sure kasher, and over four is going to be the machlokas. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof for his opinion. Ma'ase b'shasa sakana, that it once happened during a time of danger when the governments were not allowing us to go and do any mitzvah. She'evim nisarim b'sheyesh b'hen arba, that there were boards that were brought to them that had four tefachim, And we covered our porch with them, and we used it for sukkah. So we see that boards that are 4 tefachim wide are okay for covering a sukkah. So Amrulah, so they said back to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a proof. Misham Raya, Ein Shasa Sakana Raya. You can't bring a proof from crazy times, from difficult times, because there the Rabbanan are going to waive certain things to allow it to be more doable. So don't bring a proof from that in any capacity. So that's not necessarily going to be a proof. But this was all within the sheet of Rab. But now Tanakh Kavasei Shmuel, we have a brice that supports Shmuel. Again, we said the Machlokas is under 4 tefachim and over 4 tefachim, everyone agrees it's going to be possible. Because Sikha bin Isarim Shalaris, if someone covered a sukkah with boards of cedar that have a width of 4 tefachim, everyone agrees it's going to be possible. If the board don't have a width of 4 tefachim, then Rabbi Meir posts over Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Meir says it's going to be possible, and Rabbi Yehuda says Machshir. So this again goes like Shmuel. Now that comes to the Gemara quoting a brisa with another halacha. Umod Rabbi Meir she'im yesh being neser leneser kimlo neser, and Rabbi Meir agrees that if between each board there is a space equal to the width of the board, shemaniach psal beinehem, that you are allowed to put a psal, you're allowed to put some sort of other material that you're allowed to be using for schach, so let's just say bamboo, whatever it is, between the boards of chair, and that is going to be kosher. So if you have a bunch of these boards and you're putting the schach in between, that's going to be okay. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if someone put a board that is 4 tefachim wide on the sukkah chair, that the sukkah is going to be kosher. But you're not allowed to sleep under that. Someone who sleeps under that is not fulfilling his mitzvah to go and live in the sukkah. Good. Now comes the Gemara and goes to a bit of a different discussion, which is going to take us to the rest of the Amud, which is, Itmar, it was stated. Let's say you had these 4 tefach boards, which you want to use as the schach, which was the arhomach locus, but now you turn them turning faced up. So you turn them that they're just width-wise. So now they're going to be less than 4 tefachim wide because they're standing up. Is this going to be okay? Or are we saying that they are going to be objectively possible? Like a metal bar. You can turn it however you want. It's always going to be possible. How do we treat these things? So Rav Huna Amar Psua. Rav Huna says that the sukkah is going to be invalid. This is no good. Rav Chistav Rav Bar Rav Huna Amrik Shir. But the second cheetah is that it's going to be okay because it doesn't look like a roof. It still looks a lot different, and therefore it's going to be okay. So now comes the Gemara with a proof based on a story. So Ikla Rav Nachman the Surah. So Rav Nachman once vidded Surah. So Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna went in to go see him. They asked him, what's the halacha if we turn the boards on their side and now they're the proper size? What's the halacha? Amrelu Psula, Rav Nachman said, because they're treated like spits of metal, where spits of metal, even if they are going to be turned in whatever way, they're intrinsically not going to be good for schach, so it doesn't matter how you put them. So Amrelu Rav Huna, when he heard this, and he heard that he was right, that it's possible, so he said to Rav Chista and Rav Baravuna, Lo Amri Lechu Amri Kavasi. Did I not tell you that he would say like me? Amruei. So they said back to him, Umi Amralan Mar Taima Velo Kabunume. Did you give us your reasoning? And then we said, no, Amrulu, Mi Bais, Baisu Minai Taima Velo Amri Lechu. Did you ask me for my reason? I didn't give it to you. So basically what we see from this story is that really it's puzzle and that it's treated like these metal things. Lemi Masayele, we have a Brisa to go and support this. Inamachazekas Kide Roshov Ruba Vashokhanu. That the Brisa tells us that a sukkah that doesn't have the proper size, that's not going to be good. Osha Nifritza, but Pure Tikreshi is Dakir, Bugdi Bivas Rosh, or if their sukkah has a breach in one of the walls that's large enough for a young goat to go and go right through, which again we said is 3 tefachim from the bottom. So if there's a 3 tefach gap in the walls, that's also going to be no good. Or if the sukkah has a board that is 4 tefachim wide, even though he inserted only 3 tefachim of the board within the sukkah, psula, it's going to be puzzle. So this seems to be our case because, hey, I mean, what's the situation where we can have a 4 tefach wide board and still only have it going 3 tefachim. So my love, kigon shafach and atzidem. Are we not talking about a case where they're turned onto their sides and we see that it's going to be possible? So no. Rather, Gemara says this is not going to be proof because lo hachamai askinon. We're talking about a case going to ancha apuma dimiteltola. We're talking about a case where a board was put over the entrance of the sukkah in such a way da'ayel tilso lagav. The apik chal levar, that the 3 tefachim of its width was inserted within the sukkah, and one of the tefach is extending beyond the sukkah. Avalei psal hayotim min hasukkah. This is what's called psal hayotim min hasukkah, that the schach extends beyond the sukkah, and we still treat it like the sukkah. V'chol b'psal hayotim min hasukkah nidon kasukkah. It's all going to be treated like the sukkah itself. So over here, what we're talking about is where only 3 of the tefachim are actually over the sukkah, and the other one is past it, and that's really what we're talking about. But we're not talking about a situation where it's turned upside down or turned on its side, so that's why it's not going to be approved. This was Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.